One of the skills that will have a major impact on your career over the long haul is outreach. Effective outreach. I know something about this because my first ambition and main ambition in life was and continues to be an actor. And a lot of people in Hollywood are aggressively gatekept. One could argue that Hollywood might be the most gatekept industry there is. You may have similar goals to me, or they might be in other industries, but the truth is, technology will continue to evolve. The agendas that we have to put on our calendars, they're going to change throughout the years. But the one thing that never changes is people. And the heart of every business is people. And so in this video, I want to convince you on the importance of effective outreach and how you should approach it for decades to come, because this one skill will make you millions. So why is outreach so important? A change to your circumstance comes about in one of three ways. The first and the most deep is experience. Nothing teaches us like experience. When you live out something new, you simply learn more. But the truth is, experience teaches you at its own pace. And valuable experience, it takes time to get. You could live out a number of different endeavors in life, and you should try to do as much as you can. But even a small goal or achievement, it takes time and it takes a lot of focus. So you can only progress so quickly from experience. The second way to grow is through books. And books are amazing because they condense years worth of a person's work into a few hundred pages. But the truth is, the knowledge of books also leaves the mind very easily because it's very low investment to ingest knowledge through a book or even through a YouTube video. It kind of comes and goes. I'm always consuming new books or podcasts or audiobooks, and I try to read and digest about one book per week while taking notes on that book. But even then, the ideas and the knowledge from a book leaves very quickly. The third way then to bring about change that is so powerful is connecting with people who have what you want, who have the knowledge you want, they have the lifestyle, the sort of habits, the mindset. When I hang out with my personal trainer, I just find myself getting fitter, even though nothing he's been telling me over the last 2 years is anything different than what I've already known about diet and exercise. It's the same stuff. But there is a certain intensity that he has that he infuses into my own thinking. It's like that frequency from him comes into me. And as a result, I begin to change as well. And so for whatever ambitions you are going for, your experience should be leading you towards that ambition. The books you read should be leading you towards that as well. But this is often a very big quantum leap missing component of our life. Outreach and being able to connect with people who could get us to that next level. And the reason outreach is so ineffective, or it's something that people don't do enough of, is because the results from it are time consuming and they play out in decades. But nothing will change you for the better faster than to get around the right people. And so that's where the importance of effective outreach comes in. This brings me then to the next idea: the list, the mediums, and the work. Based on what you wish to do, you should make a list of 20 people you would like to connect with. For me, kind of like the first name that came to mind was David Goggins. It would be amazing to connect with David Goggins, to bring him onto my A Life in Momentum podcast. Then when you have your 20 from that list, you should also try to find 20 more who might be one tier down from that level of fame. So in this case, it might be like David Goggins' manager. Ask yourself, who do I have to become to get this person's attention as an equal? Now, this is the goal when you make your list. You have to ask yourself, how can I get this person's attention as an equal, not as a fan? An example that comes to mind for me is Peter McKinnon. A few years ago, this other YouTuber, Sam Newton, and I, we both made parodies on the famous filmmaker, YouTuber Peter McKinnon within about a month of each other. Sam made the sort of hilarious music video, and I made a video called Watches Peter McKinnon Once. Now, Peter watched both of our videos, but it was obvious to him that Sam Newton was the superior filmmaker, or at least spoke more to Peter's sensibilities. It was just a hilarious, funny, dope music video that he made. So Peter actually made a reaction video to Sam's and shot a collab with him. Sam had built himself up to the level of being such a great filmmaker and musician that he earned the respect of Peter as an equal. Something to keep in mind is that people, even the people you admire and want to connect with, they respond to the internal guts of a man. They don't necessarily love you for your accolades, who you are in terms of your achievements. They respect and admire you for your guts. There's many small YouTubers for me who I deeply respect. There's this guy, Joshua Hubbard. He has a very small channel. He has like 5,000 subscribers, and he's incredible. I mean, I think he's just fantastic. He's a U.S. military veteran, overall badass, who has a running slash training channel. He only gets a couple hundred or maybe a couple thousand views per YouTube video. He's been chasing this goal of running a sub 3-hour marathon many times over. I think he's given it something like 4 or 5 attempts. And yet every time he's failed, the last basically failed attempt was at the Philadelphia marathon. He finishes with a smile on his face and he's like fit. He's muscular. He's like this good looking guy. He's got a family. He's got some kids. And unlike me, who when I train, I have to like devote myself completely to the run because it's so taxing to me. He actually vlogs during running and he puts quite a lot of effort into this small channel. I admire him so much for that. I'd actually admire him way more than a lot of big YouTube channels, many of whom I just think are fucking annoying or like losers, you know, like FitX, Fearless. I don't give a fuck. I think a lot of these like women attraction YouTube channels are super cringe now. Whereas Joshua Hubbard, with his 5,000 subscribers, I think is just amazing. And so you want to get yourself in this position, or at least start thinking loosely about this question. As a human being, win the respect of the person I'm trying to get in good graces with. Let me give you an example of 4 people who I would love to connect with, who I'm trying to get the attention of on a long enough time horizon. And in effect, I think about this every day. How can I become the kind of person that these people I'm trying to connect with would respect? The first is Morgan Oliver Allen. He's an LA-based director and an action videography style filmmaker. He's done brand deals with Porsche, a lot of motorcycles, and just a lot of brands, even like Monster, Java Energy. I would love to shoot a collaboration with him. I would love to get my cinematography and action-based filmmaking at his level. He's amazing. I think he's an overall badass. And so I would love to be someone that he would respect. And the truth is, my filmmaking and my sense of daring in my content, it's not as good as his. On a long enough time horizon, I would love to learn from him, shoot a collaboration with him, maybe give more visibility to his platform on his Instagram. And that's one person I'm having in mind, someone I've reached out to in the past and who I'm continually trying to nurture. Another person is August Kammer. August Kammer is a talent agent, very high level talent agent, who I met with once when I was 25 years old. He took a meeting with me and ultimately turned me down. I would love to be represented by him in the industry, both as an actor and as a director. And what I might need to become to be worthy of respect or collaboration from someone like August is basically to get a bigger following, because a lot of times agents in LA, they're solicited so much that they're only interested in the opportunity to work with someone who has a huge following. So while I may have a mid-sized YouTube channel, if I had an audience of 2 or 3 million people who were extremely loyal to me, that might be of interest to him, because I could give him the potential to make more money or basically climb up the ranks, help bring more clout and name to his own agency. And then also he might respond to the opportunity to watch something great, because the truth is, a lot of talent agents, while they're in it for the money, they also love the platform and they love the artistry of cinema and storytelling and acting. They love great actors. And so if I became a better actor, writer, director, if I produce something of my own that people could respect, this person might take more of an interest in me. And so another thing that I'm trying to cultivate, either through acting classes or my current long-term effort in this season, which is to at least complete the filming part of my upcoming short film, River Rats. That's something that he might respond to, even though I've reached out to August many times over the last 5 to 7 years. A third person, Kerry Joji Fukunaga. He's the director of the first season of True Detective, an amazing director who did so much at a young age. He directed the entire season of the recent Apple TV TV show Masters of the Air, and he also directed one of the James Bond movies. Amazing sensibilities, great director. Kerry would be very, very hard to connect with, and he's such a celebrity in my eyes that to win his respect, I'd really have to become something. I'd have to probably have millions of dollars of my own and give him the opportunity to work on something he's excited about. And so a long-term vision would be a collaboration with Kerry. And a fourth person is Nick Bear. Nick Bear, who I'm sure many of you know, is this incredible hybrid athlete, the CEO and founder of BPN Supps, the nutrition company. To collaborate with Nick, to be maybe be one of his sponsored athletes, I'd have to become a fantastic hybrid athlete myself. Right now, I'm just like a fit guy. I'm like a relatively fit guy. But to be like, you know, at his scale, or to be someone that his team might be curious to talk to, I'd have to become like a truly incredible hybrid athlete. Probably run a sub 3-hour marathon, make more running based content on my channel and get it to perform. This exercise is really fun and really interesting, because the truth is, no one's off limits. No one is off limits. You can actually connect with anyone. The reason that you're not able to get certain people's attention is because you never asked yourself the question of what it would take to win their respect as an equal. Stage three, build the portfolio. This one is very obvious. I've talked about it in the past. You show your work. You show your work through websites, YouTube videos, Instagram posts and reels, and the business card that is your Instagram, LinkedIn posts, networking events, providing value to the gatekeepers. So a lot of these people that you might want to connect with, they have assistants or close friends, people they work with, have already collaborated with. You could get in good graces with those people. And yet everyone you work with, they need a portfolio. And I can't tell you the details of this because it's going to vary from person to person who and how they might want to connect. But at least in the context of YouTube and growing on social media, if you want to learn how to grow on YouTube, make great videos, I run a YouTube coaching program where basically I help people speak with more authenticity, make effective videos, and it's something I've been running for 18 months. I strongly feel that I have the best YouTube coaching program on the entire platform. I've actually paid for other people's YouTube coaching programs just to see what they have in there, and I can definitively say that I think mine is the best because it's so personalized. It's so much direct interaction. I pour my heart into the people I work with, meeting with them, getting their channel to the next level. And being effective on YouTube as a part-time YouTuber is something I'm really, really passionate about. And so if you're curious about what working with me directly might look like, there's an application form in the description box. I'd recommend you check that out because while the April cohort of the coaching program is full, we like to look in advance and nurture the people who have potential. And now on with the rest of the video. The final portion of all of this is the actual outreach. And it's what I'm addressing last because I've learned a lot of like ninja level tactics when it comes to outreach over the years. But let me just give you the bare bones. After you've done all that other legwork, what does the actual outreach look like? So I find it most effective to do outreach in one of three ways. Email, direct messages on Instagram, and LinkedIn InMail. So I pay probably $150 per month on just softwares that allow me to do outreach more effectively. I'm like a recruiter level premium member of LinkedIn. So it allows me to send like 15 to 25 InMail messages every month. I also pay for a service called Rocket Reach, which lets me dig up almost anyone's email if I have their LinkedIn or some kind of social media. Then it usually kicks back a professional email. And then lastly, of course, is Instagram, Instagram DMs. I made another video about how to use Instagram both for dating and also for business. It's really in depth and it's my entire philosophy on how you should post on Instagram to make it your business card and be able to connect with people. So if you're curious about that, you can check it out in the card that's going to show up right now. But these are the three mediums. And so it's best to be someone who posts on these platforms. So it's best to be active on Instagram or put up LinkedIn blog posts. Making content, even if it doesn't get a lot of traffic, is really important because it is a medium by which you show off your portfolio. But my magical number for outreach to the people you care about is three pieces of outreach every week for the rest of your life. Just three personalized messages to the people you care about, telling them that you love their work, that you're interested in them, that you'd love to provide them value any way possible, and down the line, you're interested in a collaboration with them or learning from them. Just three genuine messages per week. Now, this is a dial that you can turn up or turn down to different degrees. Alex Hormozi in his book, $100 Million Leads, talks about how you should send out 100 leads every single day. There is no doubt that this much outreach would get you results in life. And to be fair, Alex Hormozi is better at life and business than I am. But there's two reasons why I don't recommend this personally. One, outreach doesn't help you get better. Outreach is an important thing to do, but by itself, it doesn't help you get better. It's like asking a girl out. Asking a girl or going on a lot of dates with different girls or just like DMing them, it doesn't actually make you better. It's just the outreach. Like you're trying to see the interest in the marketplace for you, but it still needs to be done. So on a long enough timeline, it's better to invest your time into becoming more valuable so that it's easier for people to want to connect with you rather than just soliciting attention. If I'm going guns a-blazing, I could probably do 100 pieces of outreach in 4 to 6 hours. And I could do this every day. I could wake up at 4 a.m., kick my day off with 100 pieces of outreach. And it would certainly have a return on investment in my life. But it's kind of just like, just freaking spattered planting, scattershotting your jizz everywhere and not getting anyone pregnant, you know? Whereas you can just do one focused piece of outreach once you've already, put yourself in a certain, this is the weirdest thing, but you could do one focused infusement of energy and bring new life into this world, or that is to say, have effective outreach. And the second reason I don't recommend 100 pieces of outreach per day, but rather just 3 a week, is that much outreach is incredibly boring and it's just not sustainable unless you have outrageous motivation, like David Goggins' level of motivation. At least I have found, I've done the 100 pieces of outreach every single day. The ROI on it was honestly not that high for me. The ROI became much higher when I do reach out to people, but at a decent cadence, once per week, while spending the majority of the time getting better at some skill, maybe making a new piece of content, improving my videography, improving the effort I put into my strategic move, getting better at life. This is, to me, the ideal balance by which you can connect with other people so that they learn about the work you do and also get better yourself. As you can see from this list, one of the big benefits of being someone who dedicates themselves to consistent outreach is that it allows you to become more of the kind of person you want to be. That's very, very powerful and very encouraging. And over a 3-month period of time, if you do 3 a week, you'll have effectively reached out to 36 people. Over a year, you'll have reached out to 150 people or 150 brands. And these are people you might not otherwise have connected with or attempted to connect with. And as you reach out and also progressively get better, build your portfolio, over 10 years, you will have reached out to 1,500 people. And these are personalized messages while you're continually building yourself up over such a long period of time. I found that my success rate with outreach is about 3%. It's desperately low. But that means over 10 years, if I am attuned to my outreach practices, I will have effectively connected with 30 to 50 people. 30 to 50 very impressive people or very impressive brands. These are people I admire and I want to be like. How much would that change your life if you connected with 30 very significant people over the next 10 years? I can assure you, any one of those people could make you $1 million. The value that you get, the knowledge you get from any single individual, it can be monumental. If you connect with the right person, it could change your trajectory so quickly. And so it is worth doing. And yet you can see how the seeds of this effort, they pay off years down the line, just like everything does. This one skill, if you stay on track with it, it will make you millions of dollars. But it is, like all worthwhile things, a long game. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video per week, video essays like this one, to help creative artists and entrepreneurs get to the next level. If that's something that appeals to you, then consider subscribing. If you want to connect with me further, you can find me on Instagram at nrajapande. And lastly, I also have a newsletter where I put out these scripts in written format once a week. You can check that out as well. But with that being said, for those of us who are willing to invest in ourselves enough to become valuable to the people we admire, to us, I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.